my Twitter page shortly. Also, check out, like, and follow the Facebook page, which is called Out of Line. That's OUTTALINE. Without you, there is no show. So if you feel inclined, call in. Today, I could use some help trying to figure out what subject hasn't been beaten up more than Julio Cesar Chavez Jr.'s face. I heard after that fight, Sr. tried to deny being his biological father. And from what I've seen and heard and read, I think I believe him. The Fox Sports studio line is 702-876-1340.
Hi, this is Bubby, and it's time for What's on Tap.
What's on Tap is pouring out thanks to Bubby's University. Today starts with an open mic. Tell me what you want to talk about. I mean, I can get the ball rolling. There's the NHL playoff. There's the road to Golden State, Cleveland, Part 3. How about a muddy Kentucky Derby where the horses that placed and showed paid twice as much as the horse that won? Or let's talk about the boxing fans that attend or watched the fight last night that are now at home or in their hotel room sitting on ice packs because they got roofied, ripped off, and screwed. After the break, we'll be joined by Steve Karp. That's the first break. He's a longtime sports writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Steve is now the first ever beat writer to cover a major league sports franchise in Las Vegas. If you want the scoop on the Vegas Golden Knights, Steve is your man. And joining us in the second half of the show, one of my favorite guests who literally has the perfect name for his craft, professional bull rider Ryan Dirt Eater. Yes, you heard that right. His name is Ryan Dirt Eater. Who will be in town next week for the 2017 version of the PBR's Last Cowboy Standing. If you have never seen or heard about this event, I strongly suggest you stick around because it is way more out of line than this show, and I have some tickets that will get you in and get you hooked. Also joining the show for this week's 51s report is Media Relations Director for the Las Vegas 51s, Jim Gemma, who I am hoping will have some inside information on the new stadium that in the not-so-distant future will reside in Summerlin. And it might be a tight squeeze, but weekly features, Blazon, and Factus are still on today's menu. On tap at Bubby's University, earn your degree in food, draft beer, gaming, and the hard stuff, where the only majors are mayhem and good times. Bring your Rebel ID, and your first beer is free. You can enroll 24 hours a day. That's right, they are always open. Bubby's University at 4570 South Hualapai, between Tropicana and Flamingo. To learn more, check out bubbysuniversity.com. And hey, we're not going to waste any time. I told you, it's your show today. Give me a call. I got Robert from Las Vegas. What's happening, brother?
Right. Ryan, how are you? It's your favorite displaced Red Wing fan.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, my friend?
Well, listen, talk to me about the playoffs, all right? Look, we lost the Blackhawks, right? The number one seed. The Capitals are on their way out again. They can't beat Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh must have the voodoo on them. Tell me what the heck is going on and who's going to be in the finals.
You know, Robert, what's going on is it's your typical hockey season, which is great. This is probably the most excited I have been for Stanley Cup playoffs in a long time. And being a Detroit fan, I'm always excited for the Stanley Cup. I'm excited for hockey in general. And right now, what I think is going to be the finals, I believe Pittsburgh will beat Washington, although Washington showed a lot of resiliency yesterday coming back from that deficit and those two goals within 37 seconds, especially Ovechkin's last goal was unbelievable. But I still think the Penguins will get it done. Crosby's back. Concussion wasn't as bad as initially thought, and that's really going to play. I mean, Marc-Andre Fleury is so tough in net. It's going to be really tough. I see Pittsburgh getting in on that side. Also over in the East on the other side. I still think, even though Ottawa, what they did in overtime again, I still think the Rangers are going to find a way. I've liked the Rangers all along. I like the way they spanked the Montreal Canadiens in round one. I think they'll get in on their side. So I think you're going to see a conference finals of Pittsburgh and the New York Rangers. And I think on the other side, man, it really sucks because I love Connor McDavid. I think he is just a tremendous hockey player. He's the best damn player in the league. And I was really hoping this Cinderella story would continue for the Edmonton Oilers. I think think the Ducks now have it rolling. Anaheim has now won three straight games after the Oilers won the first two, and I think the Ducks are going to win it again. They'll take it in Edmonton tomorrow. But the Cinderella story of the playoffs, the Nashville Predators, tell me they're not looking a lot like the Los Angeles Kings of 2012. Jonathan Quick, well, they don't have Jonathan Quick. They have Pekka Rinne, who is a wall. And I like the Ducks. Stanley Cup Finals, I like the Predators. Stanley Cup Finals, I can't see the Ducks not beating the Predators if they get there. And I just, for some reason, think the New York Rangers are going again. So I'm saying the Rangers and the Rangers and the Ducks in the Finals. I don't love it, but that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go down and put some money on the Ducks because I think that they have a good shot. Like you said, Rennes. Unbelievable. I mean, that dude makes more saves than anybody I've ever seen, and crazy saves on his head, sideways, backwards, falling down. Unfortunately, my Red Wings are not in, but I think I'm going to like a Duck this year. So I think I'm going to go along and try to make a few shekels on them and see if I can pick up some money. Hey, you guys do a great job. Keep up the good work. Sorry I haven't been able to call in the last couple of weeks. I've been out of town, but keep up the good work, and I enjoy listening to you guys.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it again, my friend. Listen, we got someone else on the phone. Hold on. I don't know.
We got Joey.
Joey, what's up, man?
Hey, Brian. Joey from Henderson calling in. I normally listen to a lot of national shows. I enjoy your one local guy I can really listen to on a regular basis. So like that last caller said, keep it up. Hey, listen, along the lines of hockey, I am a long-suffering Washington Capitals fan. What is it going to take for this team, despite last night's effort, what is it going to take for them to finally win a Stanley Cup? It's this President's Cup trophy thing, the curse, man. What's going on with that? It looks like it's going to happen again this year.
Well, you need a lot more of this. I'll tell you that right now, Joey. A lot more of this. That was Alex Ovechkin's goal last night that sealed it and gave him a 4-2 win. You know, it's this curse with the President's Cup. I endured it in Detroit. It is amazing. You're the best team in hockey all season long. You've got a solid goaltender. You got arguably one of the top 3 to 4 best players in the game, and Alex Ovechkin still. And yet you can't win it. What it's going to take is what happened in the third period yesterday, and that is your goaltender to stand on his head.
He did.
And he's going to have to continue to do so. You know, the bottom line is at the other end of the ice, Marc-Andre Fleury is just as tough, just as good. It is going to be a tall order for Washington to win 3 games in a row against a Pittsburgh team that is very experienced, very good, very defensive-oriented, yet have some guys that can put the puck in the net. I honestly don't know. Can Washington win 2 more games in a row? Absolutely. They won more games than anyone else in the league this year. Is it going to happen? I already told you my prediction. I think the Pens are going back to the conference finals.
Yeah, unfortunately, I agree with you. And outside of the Blackhawks, they were the last President's Cup winner to win the Cup. I know Detroit did it 8 or 9 years ago, but it's weird. I mean, there's hardly any teams that have done it the last 12, 13 years. I think there's the only two.
Joey, it's all about
that. The competition is really, really tough in the NHL.
You know what it's all about? It is all about one thing here. And we're going to see this in Detroit. We're going to see this in Las Vegas as well. The postseason is an amazing thing in the National Hockey League. Unlike any other sport, a hot goaltender can change the world. And that's all it takes is a guy to literally, like I said, and right now I mentioned our last caller had talked about Pekka Rinne, and this guy right now, I swear to you, if he takes off his helmet, he's got a square head because he's been standing on it for days. He's unbelievable. He is stopping everything, and Nashville, like I said, they're mirroring what we saw the Los Angeles Kings do a couple years ago. Super, super impressive. Great goaltending, and they believe. And that's what I love about the National Hockey League and why I'm glad it's coming to Las Vegas. I'm glad it's going to be here because the postseason is unlike any other postseason. Truly, anybody can win it. You will never see, I don't think in our lifetime, an 8 seed in the National Basketball Association win an NBA title. You don't, and you're not going to see it. In baseball, yeah, we've seen a wild card. We saw the Giants come from the wild card and win the pennant and then go on and win the World Series. So that, you know, baseball's a little bit of a different animal too. But basketball and football, very rarely, although we've seen in football too, I guess the 6th seed, the last wild card seed, the Giants did it and won a Super Bowl. I just don't think you're ever going to see that in the NBA. Just not enough parity and way, way, way too hot, top heavy of a sport. But again, a long rounded circle to get back to your question. It's going to take tremendous hot goaltending, and you're that goaltender right now, Brandon Holtby. He's going to have to continue to stand on his head. He's going to have to play great just to get by the Penguins. And just when you get by the Penguins, you can't start thinking, wow, that we can breathe easy, because you're not going to be able to, because I'll tell you what, either Ottawa or New York Rangers are going to give you fits in the conference finals. But there is nothing like the Stanley Cup playoffs. And this year is indicative of why I love hockey. And anybody out there in Las Vegas that doesn't enjoy hockey or isn't familiar with it, this would be a year to start watching the Stanley Cup. Hey, Joey, appreciate the call, my friend.
Okay, thanks, Brian. Keep up the good work.
You got it. Hey, anytime, we'll take the call, 702-876-1340. Give us a call, Fox Sports Studio Line. And, yeah, you know, it has been crazy when you think of the National Hockey League this year. Mark, 23 overtime games, 18 alone, which was a record in the first round. And you know this right now, which is amazing, Mark, every single series except for the Nashville Predators series against the St. Louis Blues has had at least one overtime game in it. Every single series. That's crazy.
Yeah, if you weren't a hockey fan before, you know, just watching this, if you were just the Olympic hockey watcher or something like that, this has definitely been the playoffs for you to get introduced, especially Las Vegas when we have hockey coming next year. What a great overall playoff so far for the city of Las Vegas to get introduced to the sport of hockey.
Absolutely crazy. I'll tell you, the other night, and I think we've got it somewhere where we have the game winner finally by, I think it was Corey Perry put the puck in the net at the end of the game for the Anaheim Ducks.
A couple guys, like I said, you know, we've been here before. We were like down in the first round against Calgary, down by 3. And, you know, with this group, everybody in that dressing room believes. And that's the bottom line. I mean, it doesn't matter where it is in the game. We're going out, we're trying to win the game and trying to push.
Yeah, Corey Perry wins the game in double overtime after, check it out, with 3 minutes and 16 seconds to go in that game, Edmonton had a 3-goal lead. It was 3-0 in that game. And in 3 minutes and 16 seconds, the Ducks scored 3 unanswered goals, including one right at the end of the game to force overtime. And then it goes to double overtime, and they beat them. That's the goal that sent it to overtime with under 8 seconds, to, I think 15 seconds actually, to go in the game. Just crazy to see that double overtime. And I don't know if the Oilers, as good as they are, and what makes the Oilers so great and so much fun is Connor McDavid. I mean, that guy, every time he's on the ice, Mark, you know, getting into hockey, and you talk about great players. And I said it to Magnum. He doesn't like the word to use the word Gretzky-esque. But Connor McDavid is 20 years old, just turned 20 years old. Every time he's on the ice, he is the fastest skater on the ice. Every time he's on the ice, he is the best player on the ice. And here's what's crazy about him. He's 20 years old, and he plays every bit with the poise of a 32-year-old captain. Man, how do you not say, this guy has all the goods, all the tools. He's scored in the last 3 games, and it's just unfortunate. The Edmonton Oilers are a team that's hanging on. They're not good enough to win the Stanley Cup, even with Connor McDavid.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to side with my man Magnum. He is a great player. Don't get me wrong. But if I sit back and I get mad at people when they compare LeBron to Michael Jordan, then I have to. Then I have to step back and say, let's wait till the whole entire body of work is complete. then we make that comparison.
Hey, you know what? I love that because I'll tell you, I used to argue this all the time with people years ago. In the late 90s, people would argue with me, Mark, and tell me, Terrell Davis is as good or better than Barry Sanders. And I would sit there and look at him like, You're kidding, right? I mean, look at, again, the body of work. Talk to me in 10 years and 10,000 yards, and then we could talk about Terrell Davis being Barry Sanders, which he never did, because what does the national, what does the NFL stand for?
Not for long.
Not for long.
Yeah, all it takes one injury. That's all it takes.
One injury. So. Steve Karp, beat writer, Las Vegas Review-Journal for the Vegas Golden Knights coming your way. This is Out of Line.
If you've been putting off refinancing your mortgage to get rid of PMI or get cash out, it's time to stop. If you're dreading the process or the high fees your bank may want to charge, I get it. But applying with Community Mortgage is free, quick, and easy, and we can waive closing costs. With recent appreciation in the Vegas Valley, there's a good chance that you can refi now to a low fixed rate with no PMI. All you have to do is call Mortgage Max. I'm Max Prosky with Community Mortgage. We're local, and we specialize in helping borrowers minimize or eliminate PMI or get cash out. Call 702-757-9999. I was here in Vegas when things were good, and boy, were they good. I was here when things were bad, and boy, were they bad. But we're back now, baby. We're back. Call 757-9999 or visit communityNV.com. That's 757-9999. Your home is in our community.
Community Mortgage LLC, 10120 Southeastern Avenue, Suite 242. Henderson, Nevada, 89052. NMLS 224143.
Poker players, listen up. This is Brian Feldman, host of Out of Line on Fox Sports Radio. And if I got your attention, then let me give you a great tip on where to play. Head to Old Downtown and go to the place that made poker famous, Binion's Gambling Hall. Like many casinos, Binion's has daily tournaments and cash games, but no other casino in Las Vegas has a weekly tournament structured like Binion's Saturday 2 p.m. $10,000 guarantee. $160 gets you $20,000 in tournament chips with 30-minute levels. Make the final table, and that small investment turns into a bankroll. When it comes to cash games, the choice is still Binion's. They always have great promotions going on, and the poker room staff is the friendliest and most seasoned in town. Over the last decade, I have played every local tournament in Las Vegas, and I promise you there is none better. So if you play poker, head to the place that put poker on the map, Binion's Gambling Hall in downtown Las Vegas. Keep listening to Out of Line for your chance to win a free entry into the Saturday $10,000 guarantee tournament.
Final days are here.
20 ribeyes for $25.
Galleria Mall in Henderson.
20 ribeyes for $25.
Meadows Mall.
20 ribeyes for $25.
Boulevard Mall.
That's almost a dollar per steak.
Look for the big tent and the big truck and big banners that say 20 ribeyes for $25.
If you love Omaha Steak, you'll love Homestead Steaks LLC. Hurry out now. Final truckloads are here. Once they're gone, they're gone.
20 ribeyes for $25.
Galleria Mall in Henderson.
20 ribeyes for $25.
Meadows Mall.
20 ribeyes for $25. Boulevard Mall.
It's a mall mega meat market. Meat blowout sale.
Hurry out now. Final truckloads. Final days to save on bulk deals of premium steak, mega ribeyes, T-bones, fillets, New York strips, plus seafood, pork, and gourmet chicken.
20 ribeyes for $25.
That's almost a dollar per steak.
Three locations. Look for the big truck and big tent right now at the Galleria Meadows and Boulevard Malls.
Did you hear? 20 ribeyes for $25.
Yes, that's almost a dollar per steak.
Final days are here. Now accepting EBT. We will see you there.
Las Vegas, get ready. El Dorado Days is back and better than ever with rodeo, PBR bull riding, and now the El Dorado Days Brew Fest. Enjoy 40 craft brews, a carnival, live music, rodeo, and more. Plus, the professional bull riders Last Cowboy Standing, one of the toughest bull riding events you'll ever see. It's four action-packed nights of fun May 11th through the 14th. Check ElksEldorado.com for a complete schedule. Then get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. We'll see you there.
Buffalo Wild Wings is America's favorite spot for wings, beer, and sports. And after listening to Out of Line, there's absolutely no better place in Las Vegas to watch your favorite sporting event than Buffalo Wild Wings at the 215 in North Durango in the Montecito Plaza. You'll be watching every game on projection and flat screen, strategically placed so you don't miss a play. Dig into their world-famous wings covered in your choice of Buffalo Wild Wings sauces. Or check out the menu where there's plenty of appetizers and entrees that will conquer any game day appetite. If you have what it takes to hang all day and through the night games, you'll you'll get to experience two happy hours featuring several appetizers reduced to only $4 and great beer and drink specials. And during football season, Out of Line's Brian Feldman will be there to host the best Monday night football party in town. Get there early, grab a seat, and order the food and drink specials to get raffle tickets to win NFL replica jerseys, wing parties, and much more. Prizes are given away before, during, and after the games. Buffalo Wild Wings in the Montecito Plaza at 215 in North Durango. The only place to go in Las Vegas for wings, beer, and sports.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living, the devil may care. And I'm just a devil with love to spare. So viva Las Vegas!
Viva! Joining the show now, longtime Las Vegas Review Journal sports writer, currently wearing the hat of beat writer for the Vegas Golden Knights, has worn the hat for a number of years as the main boxing writer at the RJ. Hey, Steve, thanks for taking the time out of your Sunday morning. When we were texting each other yesterday, I asked you if Chavez Jr. had any chance of beating Canelo Alvarez, and you said you thought Alvarez would kill him, and that's exactly what happened. From what you have heard about the fight, what is your assessment? Was the whooping as bad, not as bad, or worse than you expected?
I give Chavez credit for staying in there the entire 12 rounds. I understand his left thigh was virtually closed from like the 8th round on. And he showed a lot of fortitude hanging in there to the end. But he really isn't in Canelo Alvarez's class as a boxer. And the reality is, Canelo is one of the top three or four fighters pound for pound in the world. And, Julio Jr. is a good fighter when he's in shape and he's dedicated to his craft. But they don't really deserve to be mentioned in the same sentence.
That's exactly what I expected. I said before the fight, Junior is not senior. It's all about a name and money, and would end up being a bad fight, and that's what it did. Steve, switching gears to your current and hopefully your assignment for some time to come, the Vegas Golden Knights beat. How exciting for you is that? I mean, it is the first ever Major League professional sports franchise in Las Vegas, Nevada, and you are the guy covering them.
Well, it's a big responsibility, first of all, to get to cover this because, like you say, it is the city's first Major League professional team. And even with the Raiders coming, and I know that old Trump hockey in town, it's still a couple of years away for the Raiders to be playing their games in Las Vegas. So it's big. It's something I actually aspired to as a kid. I wanted to be a pro hockey player growing up in New York, but I didn't have quite the game. So I went to the NHL, and I was a player. But as a writer, so that's pretty cool. And as much as I miss basketball and boxing and all the other things I've done, in Las Vegas over the years, be it tennis, golf, soccer, baseball, football, whatever, this is a very special time for me and for the town.
No question about it, Steve. A lot of traveling coming your way. 41 road games next year, not including the preseason, my friend. I hope you got yourself a really nice suitcase and a nice pillow for the planes.
I have winter clothes, I have boots, long johns, a heavy coat, a hat, and gloves. So I will survive Winnipeg in February. I'm hoping the schedule makers will be kind and send the Golden Knights to Winnipeg in November or October, and maybe in April.
Yeah,
when it's not as extreme. But, that's part of the gig. And let me tell you something. Hockey travel is harder than any other sport, including basketball, because at least in basketball, you're pretty much in the U.S., with the exception of Toronto, and get around it, and the NBA is putting fewer back-to-backs than they used to. And, of course, baseball, you go to a city for 3 or 4 days. So hockey is a challenge in terms of travel. I'm going to have to be ready to shift gears when the weather is bad and my flight is canceled, and find creative ways to get to the rink. So, but I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun, and I'm going to put my faith in George McPhee and hit his staff to put at least a somewhat competitive team on the ice in the first season.
Talking to Steve Karp, Vegas Golden Knights beat writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You want to keep up on the Golden Knights, follow Steve on Twitter, at Steve Karp, RJ. Steve, I know you were sitting computer in hand for last weekend's NHL lottery, and like the rest of us, you heard this.
The number 6 selection in the 2017 NHL draft belongs to the Vegas Golden Knights.
In the big scheme of things, how big of a deal is getting the 6th pick as opposed to, say, the 3rd pick? And is the expansion draft way more of a, is, you know, isn't it way more of a big deal to the team than really the regular draft?
If they had got the 3rd pick instead of the 6th pick, they would be sitting a little prettier. That being said, the difference between 1 and 2, and then 3 through 9 isn't that big. So they're going to get a really good player, and I think at 6, there's some very good players out there that will help them down the road, not in the first season necessarily. Then there's no single generational player like a Connor McDavid or a Austin Matthews or even a Jack Eichel. It's a they're good players at the top. They will get one of them. That being said, their future is really not so much in the expansion draft, but in the entry draft. They have to hit more than miss if they want to be competitive long term. You build through the entry draft through young players, and if you can have 3 or 4 good ones in a row, that's how you get good long-term. The expansion draft will help them, though, in the sense that they'll have an opportunity to get some pretty good young players who maybe are fourth-line forwards or third-line defensemen who on most teams could maybe be, you know, a third- or second-line forward or a second-line D, and that will help them. So, yeah, both drafts are very important.
Well, see, I happen to think, you know, the expansion draft is so much better for them now than it was years ago when, you know, more than one expansion team joins the league. With them being the only one joining the league, they get the pick of everything. And you're looking at somebody's second-best goalie. I mean, they could end up with a guy like Marc-Andre Fleury, which is gigantic because a good last line of defense will help you win a couple hockey games and stay competitive. And, Steve, I got asked this question a bunch, and I'm getting asked all the time, being from Detroit and being on the radio here. So I want to put it to you now. What are your realistic expectations for the future of an NHL franchise here in Las Vegas?
It's pretty simple. If they win, it'll be a success. If they don't win, it'll fail. I mean, the town is pretty clear about the way they support sports here. And you need to look no further than UNLV to see that. When UNLV is winning in basketball, the Thomas and Mack is full. When they are losing like they did this year and the last couple of years, frankly, people stay away. And, you know, the Golden Knights will have to at some point prove to the city that they are successful on the ice. And if they can do that, it'll work here. If not, it won't.
Steve Karp, Review Journal. He will be covering the inaugural season, and hopefully, if we're all lucky, especially us displaced hockey fans, the Las Vegas Golden Knights for some time to come. To recognize Steve, go to the Review Journal, or you'll see a guy in a suitcase running through the airport. A great deal next winter. Steve, we appreciate you, my friend, and I'm sure I'll be seeing you really soon.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
As always, Steve Karp, Vegas Golden Knights beat writer for the Las Vegas Review Journal. This is Out of Line.
If you'd rather have a tooth pulled than take your car in for service, you need to try Busy Boots Automotive. Now open on the corner of West Flamingo and Durango, Busy Boots provides many of its services for free. Free diagnosis, free towing, free shuttle service, plus free Wi-Fi and refreshments. And talk about convenience, no appointment needed. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. First-time customers get 25% off up to $25. Visit Hamid at his new location, Busy Boots Automotive, on West Flamingo at Durango and online at busyboots.com.
Hey, it's Steve Cofield here, and I have Dustin DeHart with Nova Home Loans. It looks like the real estate market is really heating up around Las Vegas. Is now a good time to purchase a home?
The market in Las Vegas is heating up because of the low supply of homes available and high demand. When you factor this in with interest rates going up, now is the time to see what you qualify for. Take advantage of all the down payment assistance programs available right now and lock in a rate before they go up. Call me today to get started at 702-577-2600. That's 577-2600.
NMLS 25011, branch NMLS 777-362.
Poker players, listen up. This is Brian Feldman, host of Out of Line on Fox Sports Radio. And if I got your attention, then let me give you a great tip on where to play. Head to Old Downtown and go to the place that made poker famous, Binion's Gambling Hall. Like many casinos, Binion's has daily tournaments and cash games, but no other casino in Las Vegas has a weekly tournament structured like Binion's Saturday 2 p.m. $10,000 guarantee. $160 gets you 20,000 in tournament chips with 30-minute levels. Make the final table, and that small investment turns into a bankroll. When it comes to cash games, the choice is still Binion's. They always have great promotions going on, and the poker room staff is the friendliest and most seasoned in town. Over the last decade, I have played every local tournament in Las Vegas, and I promise you there is none better. So if you play poker, head to the place that put poker on the map, Binion's Gambling Hall in downtown Las Vegas. Keep listening to Out of Line for your chance to win a free entry into the Saturday $10,000 guarantee tournament.
Buffalo Wild Wings is America's favorite spot for wings, beer, and sports. And after listening to Out of Line, there's absolutely no better place in Las Vegas to watch your favorite sporting event than Buffalo Wild Wings at the 215 in North Durango in the Montecito Plaza. You'll be watching every game on projection and flat screen, strategically placed so you don't miss a play. Dig into their world-famous wings covered in your choice of Buffalo Wild Wings sauces. Or check out the menu where there's plenty of appetizers and entrees that will conquer any game day appetite. If you have what it takes to hang all day and through the night games, you'll get to experience two happy hours featuring several appetizers reduced to only $4 and great beer and drink specials. And during football season, Out of Line's Brian Feldman will be there to host the best Monday night football party in town. Get there early, grab a seat, and order the food and drink specials to get raffle tickets to win NFL replica jerseys, wing parties, and much more. Prizes are given away before, during, and after the games. Buffalo Wild Wings in the Montecito Plaza at 215 in North Durango. The only place to go in Las Vegas for wings, beer, and sports.
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why. This is why. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why. This is why. This is why.
That's right. It's Blazin', brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, 215 and North Durango in the Montecito Crossing Plaza. There are two happy hours every day. It is America's favorite place for wings, beer, and sports. And at that particular Buffalo Wild Wings at the 215 in North Durango in the Montecito Crossing Plaza, a stone's throw from Centennial Hills Hospital, every Monday night during football season, I'm down there and we give away some great stuff. Replica NFL jerseys, all kinds of other stuff, wing parties, wings, you name it. Come on down during football season, so we got a little while for that. And again, that is Buffalo Wild Wings, 215 in North Durango in the Montecito Crossing Plaza. I'll start it off and I'll do my blazing. Hey, I've talked about it enough. What is blazing is the Stanley Cup playoffs.
In the zone with a shot blocked by Girardi. Second chance. He scores! Tyler Terrence wins it in overtime.
Does that sound like fun to you? That is Ottawa. That was Kyle Turris, who won it in overtime for the Ottawa Senators after a very, very, very tough fought game against the New York Rangers, and they now lead the series 3-2. But as I said earlier, talking with Mark, 23 overtime games, and we are not even completed with round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs, 18 in round one. Every single series right now, except for Nashville and St. Louis, have had at least one overtime game. And hey, Nashville and St. Louis could still possibly play two more times, and every game has been within two goals of them. So don't be surprised if that one has an overtime game before it's all said and done. What do you got for me, Mark? What's blazing, brother?
Well, for me, I'm just going to I haven't had a chance to talk to the Fox Sports 1340 listeners. So what I'm going to come. This isn't exactly how. It's about lukewarm right now for you, okay? So it's cooled down a little bit. But I just want to give a shout out to my North Carolina Tar Heels. You know, coming off a basketball national championship, Mitch Trubisky, who everybody just loves to hate on and loves to wonder why the Bears did this, wonder why the Bears did that. When you think you have a franchise quarterback, what do? You do whatever possible to take him. So my North Carolina Tar Heels riding high right now, coming off the national championship, the number 2 pick in the NFL draft. We have the number 3 baseball team in the country right now. So it's all about the Tar Heels right now, baby.
I can completely appreciate that. Being a Michigan State fan, when Washington drafted their quarterback behind RG3, the number 2 guy, of course I was saying, wait in time. Yeah, he's going to be the number 1 guy. Yeah. They're undervaluing him. And what's he right now?
Yeah, exactly. Number,
he is the face of the franchise. Matter of fact, second time in a row they've made him their franchise player. And making like $26 million this year.
Not,
so good for you. So I can completely understand being a homer. Trubisky, 6'3", 225, big, thick guy with a big, strong arm. So I like that. And listen, it is time right now for Fact This. And Mark, before I know you're making a call, I just want to tell you with Fact This, the bottom line is, there was a big-time fight last night, and I want to give the credit to the person first, who this is actually Teddy Atlas, an ESPN boxing analyst, talking about how does a fight like this even get set up.
For money. I mean, it's pretty simple. The promoters wanted to make money. They knew that if they put the son of a legend in the ring with another Mexican fighter of consequence, a Mexican fighter that's real, a Mexican fighter that's one of the top 10 pound-for-pound fighters in the world, they knew that the great Latino fan base would come out. And that means pay-per-view numbers. That means money. And what they also knew was they would not risk their golden goose and that the Triple G fight would still be safe, still be in front of them. So get them some rounds, keep them busy, make a lot of money, and also use the fight to build the Triple G fight. Because if you have a dominant performance, which is what I figured it would be, they figured it would be, now you can sell the fight for the max. Now you can make it as big as you want to make it, where it really pays off. And that's what the promoters are in there for, to make money.
And, of course, credit again to Teddy Atlas, the ESPN analyst, and that's what it's all about. This was a farce. It was all about a name and making a bunch of money to set up a future fight. And that, of course, is taking place in September. So, listen, right now, hey, we're going straight to, not right now? Oh, we don't have him.
No, he is, he's right in the middle of meetings.
I was going to say he's not on a bull or anything like that.
No, he's right in the middle. He said give him 5 minutes, he's going to call us right back.
All right, well, hopefully he'll call us back in time. Ryan Dirt Eater, the 29th ranked bull rider in the world.
Number 1 ranked bull rider name in the world.
Oh, you can't beat it. No. I mean, there's another guy, Wing. His name's something Wing.
Doesn't matter.
But Ryan, come on, bull rider named Ryan Dirt Eater. And by the way, he is like, I think, 3/4 Cherokee Indian on top of it. And really all about his culture and everything else. But I asked him, like, you know, you can't make that crap up.
I was about to say, you could not write a script better than
that. I mean, what are you doing? You know what's wild, Mark, about this and talking about El Dorado Days real quick, and I covered it last year. One of the wildest things I have ever seen in my life was watching professional bull riding. And I read about it. Did a little due diligence. Do you know that 1 in every 10 ride in your career is going to end with you needing some type of medical attention? That's the average. 1 in every 10 requires medical attention. And I think they said 14 or 15 right in between there is usually pretty serious. Like, it's going to recover not just medical attention, but rehabilitation after your medical attention. That's what bull riders do. And the average bull rider makes about what the average UFC fighter does. Mark, I wouldn't sit on a bull and let him open the gate for $100,000. And at this, the El Dorado Days, the last cowboy standing, one guy out of 50 walks with $100,000. 49 guys walk with bumps, bruises, and sore asses.
And nothing. Yeah. And I'm gonna name drop real quick here. I'm gonna do it.
Okay, do it.
My wife, one of her bridesmaids, is marrying Ty Murray, who is one of the all time great.
Sure.
When you're talking about bull riding and all sorts of rodeo events,
they're not gonna have any kids. You know that, right?
I know.
I can't imagine he could have. No. Those balls got to be flat.
They got to
be flat.
I don't know if he has any. But went out the last couple of years. We've been going out to all the rodeo events and stuff like that. And it's me living in Houston until I was 10 with the Houston Rodeo, Texas State Rodeo. Used to go to that, and just to seeing what those guys do is absolutely incredible. Oh. But the name Ryan Dirt Eater, if you made a movie, people would call you corny. If you named your bull rider Ryan Dirty in a movie,
I mean, they're like, this is fiction.
Makes too much sense.
When I talk to him, I'm like, come on, it's fiction. And the bottom line is, and I'll tell Ryan this, nothing I'll say ever behind somebody's back that I won't say to their face.
Yeah.
And I'll tell him this right now. I told Ryan, when you hear him, Mark, he's an intelligent guy. But like I told him, I'm going to tell him again, you can't be that smart. You're a professional bull rider and you don't make enough money. Now, granted, his career earnings are approaching $1 million, but he's 26 years old, and when he's my age, the guy is going to be in traction. He's going to be peeing and eating through tubes. This is my opinion. I could be wrong, but there is just no way you could get me to do it. I give him all the credit in the world. While we're speaking this and waiting for Ryan to call back, why don't you give us a call right now, anybody out there that would like to get some tickets? Here's what I got. I got two tickets to see the El Dorado Days. It is the last Cowboy Standing for this Thursday, okay? And then I've got four tickets, and I'm going to give all four away to one person to win. It is for Sundays, which is the final event when the final Cowboys going to get, I was going to say branded, but I don't think they're getting branded, are going to get their award and win the $100,000. And so again, give me a call. All you got to do is give me your name and number. We'll get back to you after the show. The number to call is 702-876-1340. One more time, 702-876-1340. Give me a call. I'll give you either two tickets for Thursday or four tickets for Sunday. Just let Mark know what you want when you call him in. And again, the number 876-1340. Give us a call and go ahead and win those tickets. But Mark, again, as far as El Dorado Days go, I'm looking forward to it again this year. It was something, a couple of years ago, I thought, well, the name of the show is out of line. I want to see things I've never experienced. I've been to rodeos before, but this is just pure, unadulterated bull riding. I mean, that's it. And you walk behind the scenes and behind the stalls and the stables, and oh my God, these bulls, they are just gigantic mass of muscle. That's what, and oh, bone, yeah. And oh, bone. Yeah. And I thought to myself, you see some of these guys that are wearing helmets, but all it takes, Mark, to end your life is this simple. You don't even have to follow people like, oh, you get trampled. It's not that. You know what it takes? One good buck where the bull jumps up and your head comes down and hits that hump. You're done.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to crush your head like an eggshell. Yeah. And that's the end of you.
There's certain professions in this world where I don't see the benefit. For me, riding a bull, there's no benefit to me, jumping on the back of a bull, if you win, you win money. If you lose, you get nothing.
And you're going to end up hurt. At some point in time, you're going to spend time in hospitals. You're going to have surgeries. And you're getting this to happen. I just don't understand it. And like I said, I give these guys all the credit in the world, the utmost respect when you watch this happen. It is truly incredible when you watch what these guys do for a living. And again, underpaid. I'm sure I just saw J.B. Mooney's wife. And I'll tell you, I mean, I can understand to a degree why you do that for rewards like that. But seriously, man, I mean, wow is all that I can say. And if you haven't been to El Dorado Days, it's next weekend. It's Thursday through Sunday. I can't recommend an event enough to just see the power of these animals. I don't think it's cruel. I think they actually do love the bulls. These bulls are revered. They're taken pretty good care of when they're not there. They couldn't be that big and muscular if they weren't taken care of and they weren't out getting exercise and what they're doing. But I will tell you right now, these things are scary. They're crazy. And if you haven't seen it before, I recommend you at least check it out, because it is something that you just stand in awe. It wasn't like I was a huge fan, or it wasn't even on my bucket list. And now it's something I'm probably going to go to every year for the rest of my life. I'm just in amazement. I can't believe what these guys do. I just cannot believe what they do for a living. And I don't care how much you get paid, you know, and it's the 5 cent question mark. How much would it take to just get you to sit on one of those bulls in the stall? Just to sit on it. First question.
Well, okay. Well, I will say this. Like I said, I lived in Texas till I was 10. All right.
Yeah, you so got a little bit of the southern drawl in you.
So I'd be lying to you if I didn't say I am at my mom's house right now. I don't have a Christmas picture of me. Got my Oilers, Oilers sweatshirt on. Original Houston Oilers sweatshirt, but I'm sitting on the back of a big Brahma bull in Texas for Christmas with Santa Claus and the big Texas state flag behind me. So I've sat on the back of a bull, not in a stall either, but not one of these bulls. Obviously,
well, the bucking bulls where they got the things wrapped around their nuts and they yank them to get those things going right before.
To get me to sit on that, you would basically, you know, have to tell me someone in my family is in grave danger. We need you to be on this bull to save them.
Yeah, you see, now is a trick question, but I'd sit on one because they're locked in that stall. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah, they can still buck up.
No, they can buck. I was going to say I'd sit on one for 10 grand. Yeah. I'll get in there and sit on the bull. Now, to open the stall and make me go out, I honestly can't. I just don't think there's a dollar figure to put in that, because at my age, I'm going down right away. I could hit my head on things. I mean, even with a hockey helmet on and full, maybe if you put me in one of those, you know, you ever see in the NFL where, or I think it's a basketball, they do it here at UNLV, where they put him in those giant bubble suits.
Yeah.
Maybe on one of those with a real big helmet for $1 million, I'd let you open it. But I still have to think about it. I still think I'm going down and I'm going to end up in traction, and my life's going to be changed from that day forward.
How about the rodeo clowns? The guys who sit out there and the ones who when the guy gets bucked off, they're the ones that have to come in and distract the bull so they don't trample the rider.
Yeah, I got to believe those guys have some problems mentally, too. I think there's something upstairs that just isn't right. Because can you imagine growing up and saying, Mom, Dad, I want to be a rodeo clown.
Yeah.
I am going to be the best flipping rodeo clown in the country. That's going to be what I do.
Not just a clown. It's one thing when you come. You
know, yeah, I'm going to be a clown.
When you go to your dad, like, hey, Dad, I'm going to be a clown. And your dad's like, oh. And it's, you know, you see the disappointment in his face, but you're like a rodeo clown.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna put face paint on, but I'm gonna stand out in the middle of a ring
and get chased around
and
by
get
big
chased
ass
around
bulls.
By huge animals with horns.
Yeah, with horns that want to hurt me.
Yes.
That want to hurt me and trample
me. They want
me.
Nothing more than to end me.
Hurt me. They got something restricting their genitalia, and they're not happy about it at all. And you're standing right there in their way to try to distract them from getting after the guy that just rode them. Yep. And you're in their way. Not a job for me.
No, thank you.
You know what I would do if you forced me, said you got to work in the rodeo, Mark. What would you do? You have to work in the rodeo. I'll tell you what I do right now. Concessions.
Yeah.
I would live in a little one-bedroom apartment, and I would work concessions and be happy then, because I'd live a healthier life.
I'd be the one that walks by the stalls and just throws bales of hay in.
Yeah, just here, have some food. Here's a pitchfork. Yeah, the
remember
pitchfork.
Me. I'm the one that's feeding you, man.
I'm the pitchfork guy. Yeah. I'm the pitchfork guy, yeah. there's just, it's a thankless job. And like I said, those guys, I don't think there is enough perks for me to do that job. Although, you were on the phone, I was going to, if you didn't hear me say, J.B. Mooney, who's one of the best rodeo guys right now, was world champion last year. I just saw the woman he just married, and I said, okay, there's kind of the perk of getting that job, because not that JB Mooney's a bad looking dude, but she might be a little bit out of his league.
Yeah, I had JB Mooney on a show that I was doing in Charlotte, and I'm drawing a blank right now of what we asked him, what they call if they had groupies, and I'm drawing a complete blank. It was the funniest thing I'd heard. I'm trying to think of it right now. I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
Let me know. I like it, though. I like the story.
Hey, guys coming out. Hey, you want out of the game with 26 seconds to go? You want out of the game with 26 seconds to go? Danger.
Yes. They are called buckle bunnies.
Buckle
because
bunnies.
Because they all wear big belt buckles. Yes. And we had the biggest laugh when he told us, yeah, we got groupies, and they're called buckle bunnies.
The Buckle Bunnies are their groupies. Well, yes. and you know what? I think he married a Buckle Bunny brother because this girl, she might be right out of Playboy magazine. I just saw her picture. Cause I was pulling up pictures of Ryan Dirt Eater to post on social media that he was going to be on the show today, but he's going to be on the show next week because we're not going to have time to put him on today when he calls in.
Yep.
But and I saw the picture. I ran across Mooney and his wife, and I'm like, wow, okay. I might sit on the bull. For that one, yeah. Maybe. Well, it's open. But put it this way: it's
once
open
you
sat
on the bowl, though, I mean, would it matter?
Well, put it this way: the deal would be
not
the deal
the
would be is after I sit in the bowl, she's going to use some ice on a certain area for a little while until that area is healed, and then me or her are going to take care of some business. That's the only way I'm sitting on the bowl. Hey, listen, we're just about out of time. I want to thank all my guests today that came on the show. I want to talk to Steve Karp of the Las Vegas Review Journal. I want to thank. Oh shoot, we didn't call Jim Gemma. We didn't get around to Jimmy Gemma today. Jimmy out there, I apologize, man. The 51s report, it's okay. It's my bad. And the Las Vegas 51s, I just want to tell you, they were just in town. Great fireworks display. And they are moving to downtown Summerlin. Not right away, but it's been approved. They're getting a new stadium, and they are moving to downtown Summerlin. So thanks, Jimmy, for me not calling you. We will get Ryan Dirt Eater on the show. I want to thank Mark Seidel, producer, program director extraordinaire. It's Out of Line. We're here every Sunday, 8 to 9. We will see you next week, same time, same place.